You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're tuned into The Wire. A recent government inquiry outlined that close to 800,000 New Zealanders are drinking water that is not demonstrably safe. I recently spoke with organiser and spokesperson for Choose Clean Water, Marnie Prickett, about the Public Health Communications Centre's survey regarding political parties' plans to protect Aotearoa's drinking water sources. The survey was completed by political parties and showed that the Greens, Te Pāti Māori, and Labour had the best policies for this, while National and ACT had little plans to protect Aotearoa's drinking water. Since then, National and ACT have spoken about their intentions surrounding protecting the health of Aotearoa's water. I caught up with Marnie Prickett again to talk about what they said and what this means. Here is that interview.
We spoke last week about the health of Aotearoa's water sources and political parties' plans to protect those sources. According to a poll conducted by the Public Health Communications Centre, there have since been some developments. What can you tell us about National and ACT's plans to protect our water sources?
Since then, there's been a couple of further announcements from National and ACT, which really, they're not small announcements, they're really worthwhile talking about because they reduce the effectiveness of the policies that we have in place to protect drinking water currently, and they also go against the recommendations of the Havelock North Inquiry. And the Havelock North Inquiry, I'm sure that lots of people remember this, although it is getting on for a few years ago now, but in 2016, the town of Havelock North had a huge Campylobacter outbreak because sheep poo got into their town water supply. So we looked into that and there were recommendations from that that came out of the inquiry. So we wrote up these new policies because we thought that they were significant enough to warrant talking about.
In 2020, the government implemented Te Mana o Te Wai as the main framework for the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management. Can you tell us a bit about what this is and how it protects our water sources?
Sure. So there's a policy that has a big long name called the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management. That was updated by the Labor-led government in 2020. And the really crucial change that was made to the National Policy Statement in 2020 was, as you say, this addition of the Te Mana o Te Wai framework. And what the Te Mana o Te Wai framework says is that it directs council to make decisions on the health of the environment, so the health of the rivers and the lakes, and the health of people's drinking water before they start thinking about other activities like commercial activities, like, you know, people taking that water for other business interests, for example. And so the reason that that's so important to us all and really matters is that, first of all, our water sources in New Zealand can be groundwater, so the aquifers under our feet, or they can be rivers in some cases, like Invercargill's water comes from a river, parts of Auckland's water come from the Waikato River. And so if the health of those water bodies are too compromised, they can't provide, or I should say too polluted, they can't provide good enough quality drinking water for our community. And the other part of that is that it's not just about the quality of that drinking water, it's also about the quantity too. So you need to put people's drinking water first before you think about commercial activities so that communities are put in a vulnerable position. So that's what Te Mana o Te Wai does. It just says to councils, these are your priorities. You have to make sure these things are all good first, and then you can think about those commercial activities. Just so we don't get it sort of, you know, we don't get it twisted, we don't get it round the wrong way and have private interests overriding the interests of our community.
Leader of the ACT Party, David Seymour, said on Sunday that ACT did not believe that Te Mana o Te Wai improves the environment and that ACT would remove the framework if they came into power. What would this mean for the health of our water in Aotearoa?
Well, it would be really serious for the health of our water. And it's really important to remember the findings of the Havelock North Inquiry. So the Havelock North Inquiry was really a wake-up call for many people in New Zealand. I think for a long time, people hadn't quite realised how vulnerable our drinking water was. And then suddenly we realised in the most serious of ways when lots of people got sick. Some people lost their lives in that outbreak even. So taking that focus on drinking water and the prioritisation of drinking water out of our policy would be a real big step backwards, and it would allow for exactly what the Havelock North Inquiry warned against, which was that other interests could override the interests of our communities in drinking water. It just meant that people weren't as focused on communities' health as they need to be.
National plans to scale back existing regulations that have been brought in to protect waterways in Aotearoa. Could a complete stripping back on regulations that protect our drinking water lead to contamination of water sources and potentially make people sick?
Now, I should say that currently it's not clear whether or not National would take Te Manawatewai away. They've listed it in their agricultural policy as one of the regulations that the Labor government brought in, and they seem to be very sort of insistent on getting rid of a bunch of regulations, but it's not clear whether or not Te Manawatewai is one of those. So I just clarify that hopefully they see the value of Te Manawatewai as well and the value that prioritising people's health has for our communities. If that were to be taken away, as I say, the focus on protecting people's sources of drinking water would be lost. And I think that in that scenario, what would happen is when you're thinking about drinking water, there's a bunch of different barriers and you need all of those barriers for safe drinking water. So the first is thinking, where's that water coming from? Let's protect that water source, that river or the groundwater. The next is thinking about how is that water treated? So do we have a good treatment system so we can remove some of the risk there? And then do we have safe pipe to go for it to carry through to our houses? Do we have good places to store it in, safe places that aren't going to allow in contamination? So you have to think about all those different parts of the puzzle, if you like. And what will happen is if we take away that source water protection, a big piece of the puzzle will be overlooked. And what usually happens is that people on smaller supplies are more vulnerable. So they get overlooked, their source water gets overlooked. They might not have as good a treatment facility, so they might have a slightly weaker system there as well. And the weakness along and all those barriers can add up and it can create some serious risk of illness.
So what can people do if they want to take action?
I mean, at the moment, the best thing that people can do to determine which policies they get across a range of issues is to vote. So, I mean, we're in an election year and the policies, the political parties are putting on the table the policies that they say they will carry through if they become government. So I think if drinking water is something that people are concerned about, and I think it's something we should all be at least interested in, if not thinking about, all the time like me and my colleagues do. If you're interested in it, you can go and read the write-up that we wrote for on Newsroom, and there's a couple of different articles there that we've written, and I think that gives a really good sort of overview of what the different political parties are thinking about in terms of source water. And then in the sort of slightly longer term, so beyond the election, it's really important that people speak up for this Te Manawatewai framework. It is incredibly valuable for our country and our planning. Our councils are going to be planning on the basis of Te Manawatewai if it isn't taken away. And that will be valuable not just in the sort of short term, but it will be valuable in the long term as well, because ensuring that we have safe water, ensuring that we have healthy water for communities means that we have to be making lots of little decisions, lots of rightly prioritised little decisions along the way so that we get there. We can't just suddenly click our fingers and everything's going to be okay. We need to be on the right path to start with to get there. So people can be submitting into their local council processes, which are happening sort of now and into next year, about the value of Te Manawatewai.
That was organiser and spokesperson for Choose Clean Water, Marnie Prickett, speaking to me about National and ACT's intentions around Aotearoa's drinking water.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.